Now you know who this is, don't you? Try to forget that nothing lasts forever. No big deal. So give us all a piece. There's a lot of very pleased people around in South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire at the moment because it's been confirmed that the band Pulp will be playing their home city of Sheffield at the end of the year. Sheffield Arena will host the Britpop band on Saturday, the 8th of December. Pulp's drummer Nick Banks confirmed it to me.
The 8th of December, the arena, playing some songs.
How difficult has it been to nail this date down?
Yeah, quite difficult. Because since we started doing this phase of concerts, it's been such fun and it's gone down so well. We kept adding more concerts. So we sort of thought, oh, we'll try and keep Sheffield as sort of, you know, the last things we actually do. So it kept getting moved back and back and back. But now I'm here for December and it's been announced, so that's it.
It's nailed.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be coming back to the home city and doing an event at the arena when so many people have been waiting for it for so long?
Well, to be honest, it's a bit of a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah, you got all the relatives and everyone coming out of the woodwork wanting tickets, so it's a case of, you know, hide under the bed. That kind of thing, yeah.
It's nice to be back, though, isn't it, doing it there?
No, it is great. Yeah, it's great. It's great to play Sheffield. We're, you know, it's one of those things that these days doesn't come around very often, so something to look forward to and hope make it something special.
You have been doing loads of venues around the world, places like the Coachella and so on. How good has it been to get back together doing it?
Hitting things for a living and getting paid handsomely for it is always fun. So it's great fun. Yeah, you know, there's absolutely, I can't see any downsides about it whatsoever.
Just looking at the website, there have been a few teases. Just looking at it, the word Pulp and then the LP at the end flashing on and off occasionally.
Yeah.
Is there an album in the offing?
What's the flashing light got to do with albums coming out?
Well, it's just the LP bit. Just that little bit of a
LP
giveaway.
Bit. Oh, right. Oh, no. Making new music's too hard.
It's too hard. Is there any chance of an album?
I don't think so. Like I said, it's too difficult. We are quite lazy, really.
How difficult is it for you all to clear decks to do things? Because you do have other projects, don't you? You have other interests.
Well, that's it. I mean, if you did actually, you know, make a record, it'd take, you know, a good couple of years of graft. So it's difficult, really. And obviously, concerts are okay, because we generally play concerts a weekend. So we kind of fly out on a Thursday or Friday and we're back by Monday. So, yeah, you've got the rest of the week to do other stuff. So that's really handy. But actually doing a record, it takes a lot of time.
It is out of the question, is it?
I've certainly got no thoughts that it's going to be happening myself.
We were having a chat about the last time you played in Sheffield. How long is it now? It's over a decade, isn't it?
Well, over a decade, if you don't count Magnum 2002, which obviously is officially Rotherham.
Oh, yeah,
I feel a bit... I hate to be a pedant, but let's get it right, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. So what happens between now and December? What have you got planned?
We're going to be playing some more concerts in other parts of the globe. It should be nice. Off to Italy on Thursday.
But it's cracking news to hear that you're going to be back in December. It was the date that so many people have been waiting for.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So let's hope that, you know, we'll pull our fingers out and make it something special. Let's hope the people of Sheffield, South Yorkshire and beyond can pull their collective fingers out and make it something special too.
We also had rumours about you possibly doing an outside venue. Was there any truth in that?
We did look at an outside venue, but somewhere which we were really keen to do, but the council would only license, I think, for 5,000 people, and it would have cost an absolute arm and a leg to get it all into the correct shape with the stage and all safe and all that kind of thing. So it was just it was a great idea, but a non-starter, unfortunately.